This is the B-Team Podcast, a daily recap of what you missed this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96,
a Boswell Media station.
Join us here for behind-the-scenes information, exclusive show content, and more. Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btpodcastms@gmail.com.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Brian Bemo Montgomery.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rick Riley.
Don't everybody thank me at once.
This is the B-Team Podcast.
The B-Team Podcast.
We're here.
It's the B-Team Podcast special Halloween edition. Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Normally we don't do Sunday shows, but it's Halloween and I wanted to do something special. And I wanted to talk about things that are really, really and truly terrifying.
Husbands.
What?
Husbands.
Wives. But not scary movies, not, you know, paranormal stuff, just normal, everyday, scary things that people can relate to. Like, apparently for some people, the sounds I make when I sleep.
Oh my gosh. Yes. You sound like you're possessed.
Would you care to...
You want me to give a demonstration?
Sure. Give a...
Okay.
Give a blow-by-blow, sound-by-sound description of what apparently sleeping with me is.
Okay. So, we'll start with the snoring. And then you start breathing. A couple of toots here and there. You will fart. And sometimes I swear it's hurting you because you'll fart and then you'll go,
Really?
Or you'll go, Seriously. Like, it sounds like it's hurting your body. Yes. And sometimes there's the fart that I think you guys truly have earthquakes here because it shakes the whole bed. Yeah. But the noises you make are scary. They are scary. If we had visitors at our home and they didn't know, they would probably be scared.
What is truly terrifying is the amount of martial art training that is required that I was unprepared for when I began dating my wife when it came to sleeping, because short of Matrix skills, it is amazing to watch someone who is 5'4".
5'3".
I'm giving you an extra inch.
Oh, thank you.
Be happy.
Okay, thanks.
Take over a bed the way she does, because I don't know if it's aspirations of, you know, maybe making a synchronized swim team somewhere, whether she's dreaming of, you know, being involved in Hidden Dragon, Crouching Tiger, martial art movies. Maybe it's the constant 24-hour, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, scary movies that she watches. But I have literally ninja-like reflexes.
You have.
Where I'll be completely asleep and will catch her arm mid-flight and will catch it, hold it, and bring it down.
I'll wake up and you're bringing it down. Yes. And then once it's down, you go back to sleep.
So these are things that are truly terrifying.
You've also learned to fight back.
Well, I don't have a lot of bad dreams. I can probably maybe less than six a year. But the most recent one, I remember I was diving off the coast of Australia and...
Random.
Yeah. And came face to face with a great white and apparently punched somebody in the arm.
Yeah.
Really hard.
I was mad. I would have given anything for somebody to take a picture of my face when I woke up. I know I was giving you the dirtiest look because I was trying to figure out, like, why did he just punch me? And it hurt for a couple of days afterwards.
Well, I apologize, but I'm staring at rows and rows of great white teeth. I remembered it because I got up and had water in my ears, which was weird. Because I went to the bathroom. You said you were
still asleep, I think.
I don't know. I've been told that I sleep eat, which apparently must be true because I don't remember getting up. But
I find crumbs in the bed all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Or there'll be a bag of whatever on your side of the bed or something you grab to drink. But yeah, you do. Or I'll go into the kitchen and there's a half-made sandwich or a knife with peanut butter on it or something. Yeah.
Today on the B-Team Podcast, everyday normal terrifying events.
This is the B-Team Podcast, sponsored by Mammoth Power Company. The official workout gear of the B-Team Podcast. Lead from the front.
Get your shit in and go to work.
Get your gear at mammothpowercompany.com.
It's the B-Team Podcast. We are back. Thank you so much for tuning in today on this All Hallows Eve. We hope you are enjoying it. If it's your first time tuning in, we do thank you. If it's not, you know, like Breck says, we have meetings every other Tuesday. But today's show is based upon truly terrifying things that happen around the Montgomery House. And with, of course, it being Halloween, not that you don't watch scary movies all the time, but what are your must-sees? Because I know you're going to be watching something scary today. I'm going to give you one scary movie to watch today because it's Sunday. And, of course, you know, tonight the Bucks and the Saints are on, which I'm hoping is truly terrifying for Saints fans. See, here's the cool part about this is the Buccaneers' old quarterback, Jameis Winston, is now the starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. So I'm a little, you know, excited and I'm a little apprehensive about that because Jameis is prone to throwing a lot of interceptions. His first pass as an NFL quarterback in preseason against the Miami Dolphins was a pick six. That's where they intercept the ball. She who has a son who's played football for 8 years and can't find him on the sideline. Hold on. What position did Dylan play in high school?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
come on. What position does your son play?
He played a majority of different positions.
He played two. What positions did your son play?
Tight end.
No.
He did play tight end. We could call him right now and ask him.
Okay.
He played tight end.
Okay.
And the other one, he played both defense and offense. Tight end. I don't know. I looked for his number in his skinny legs. Seriously?
Hello?
What's happening?
Yeah, nothing much.
You're on the radio, so don't cuss. That's all I can tell you.
I'm trying my best.
So we're talking about truly terrifying things for Halloween, and we were talking about your mom in the stands during a football game. But I asked your mom, what position did your son play in high school? I want you to hear her answer because this is just great. Tell your son what position he played in high school.
Hi, baby.
Yeah, don't hi, baby him nothing.
I said, you played some offense and defense. Uh-huh. You played tight end. Right?
I was in youth, mother.
Okay. Well, I said I looked for your number and your skinny legs.
My legs aren't even skinny.
Yeah. Dylan played wide receiver and cornerback. He wore number, was it 14?
14.
Sophomore year. And then you changed your number when you went up to varsity.
Yeah, because the senior took my number.
Right. Now, I want you to explain to the listeners how terrifying it is to have your mother at a football game watching you play.
I mean, it's not terrifying. It's very embarrassing.
Give them a small example.
Oh, you can do that one. You've heard enough of her.
No, I want to hear what you think I sound like.
You already know what you sound like. You just scream.
At nobody. That's the best part.
Yeah.
That's the best part. She screams at nobody. Go kick his ass! Go kick his ass! Get him, son! And I'm like, you realize he's standing on the sideline.
Yeah, like, I'm not even out on the field. She's just yelling at me to go do something. Like, I can't just run out to the field in, like, the middle of the field during a play and just go hit someone.
Yeah, look, I know it's halftime. Go hit a cheerleader, please. Something. But I wanted you to know that, you know, forget playing wide receiver and corner. You played tight end, according to your mom.
He did.
Yeah, I didn't use.
What is terrifying to you? Because that's the topic of his podcast today.
Truly terrifying things. I was imagining, you know, eating your mother's Kit Kat bar. That's pretty terrifying.
My king size Kit Kat bar. Remember that?
That's not my fault. Your name wasn't on it.
Well,
what scares you?
Besides your mom.
Everything?
No, seriously, like what scares?
Like, no, I don't like jump scares, like simple.
Okay.
I don't like anything that's scary.
Or wait, how about, you know, how many times your mom's going to ask you if you're going to homecoming, prom, or any type of dance during the school year when you were in high school?
That's an absurd amount.
Okay, we're not talking about Bash Mom.
She came back. The first thing she asked me was, so how's your love life gone? And before she even came, I told her, don't even ask me about it. And that was the first thing she told me when she entered the car.
So basically, there's nothing in the world more terrifying than having to deal with you, Mom.
Pretty much.
That's not nice.
We love you. We just wanted to call, and I wanted to let you know that you played tight end during your high school, you know, career at Pittman.
Nice.
Okay.
Love you.
Talk to you soon. Later, dude. Bye. So there it is. Truly terrifying things, all involving one person, Mom.
Jeez. Bash your mom. As much money and time and stretch marks I put into that child.
You don't have many stretch marks, Mom.
Yes, I do.
I'm not talking about on your ass.
What? I don't have any there. What are you talking about? Whose ass are you looking at? Yours?
It's the VT Podcast.
Her voice is golden.
She's the best. Woo!
Her phone performances are legendary.
It's the best.
She is Yvonne.
Sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
She writes about real things that happen to people every day.
If I want to take a guy home with me tonight, it's none of your business.
Little girls and women around the world inspired to be just like her.
I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle. Here is my spout.
I just love her style and how sweet she is.
She is Yvonne.
She's family oriented.
I love my parents dearly.
Her nights tend to get a little crazy.
Gotta hurry up because we're all meeting in the living room to do the rosary and I'm Catholic. I love Jesus.
She is kind. She is considerate. And she's caring.
Would you rather me say you have giant gorilla nipples?
She is Yvonne.
A loving girlfriend.
I love you, honey.
A mother who puts her children's needs before her own.
He's dead. He's not getting a car. He's not getting nothing.
And always has a kind word for everyone.
How do you eat other people's food?
She is Yvonne.
Where's my king-size Kit Kat?
It's the B-Team Podcast. We are back. Thank you so much for tuning in today on this All Hallows Eve. We hope you are enjoying it. If it's your first time tuning in, we do thank you. If it's not, you know, like Breck says, we have meetings every other Tuesday. But today's show is based upon truly terrifying things that happen around the Montgomery house. So you are just truly terrifying.
Hello.
Hi.
Can we introduce who we're speaking to? My beautiful, beautiful, intelligent, smart daughter, Cheyenne.
Yep.
So we're talking about truly terrifying things, and we were talking to Dylan, and we brought up the fact that was there anything scarier than having Mom at football games, and he said absolutely not. But I said to myself, there is another side to this coin, because no one can truly understand just how terrifying Mom can be more than Shy. Because is there anything more terrifying than knowing that you're going to have to come home and answer 30 questions when she could ask the same amount of, or get the same amount of information asking 3 questions than she would 25?
No.
What is scary to you?
I don't have scary. I have annoying.
Oh, see? Okay, this is good.
What's annoying about me?
You making frozen lasagna every night for dinner.
No, here's the question. How many times when she makes a frozen lasagna for dinner does she burn them?
Every time.
Okay, and what scares you? If there's something you have to think about that scares you, like if there's something you have to tell me and you think, oh my God, my mom's going to kill me, what scares you?
I would say the number of questions. I'm going to go with that. The interrogation. What do you think?
Yeah. There's nothing that, like, I'm not scared of you or anything.
She's only 5'3". You could thump her in the chest and kill her.
But, like, you've never, like, yelled at me or gotten me in trouble about anything. So it's like, I don't have anything scary.
Because you're a good girl. You've literally never gotten into trouble or done anything horrible. Nothing scares you, though, honestly? Like ghosts, the dark, nothing like that?
No.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, she's your daughter.
You had me watch scary movies when I was, like, 10 years old.
That's right. I trained you.
No, I was just thinking, I think the scariest thing about everyday life would be knowing that she's going to cook when she cooks, because she doesn't cook here, I do. And knowing that I was going to get 30 questions when all you had to do was ask me 3. And we were talking about that because, you know, you're going out with Bryce. Where are you going? What time are you going to be back? That's pretty much it. Where are you going? And where are you going to be back? Where are you going? What are you wearing?
What's he wearing? Where are you going to eat? What's your favorite? Why are you eating that? Why not go here? What time will you be back? Is it me, or does she ask that same question like 10 times?
She does.
Yes. See, Mom? Terrifying. Okay.
Okay. Okay. My daughter has a life, and she's got things to do.
Yes, she does. Now, see how she's getting us off the phone? Have a good. Are you guys doing anything for Halloween with the sorority or no?
No.
Oh, really? Nothing planned? I thought you guys would do something.
No, just no one's really doing anything. Oh. I don't know, because it's on a Sunday.
It's that's true.
Because you're getting older, and that's what happens when you get older, honey. You have no fun anymore.
I just turned 20. I think I still have plenty of time.
I hope so.
Well, enjoy the rest of your day. I'll let you go because I know you got to take a test. But we wanted to call and wish you happy Halloween.
Okay, thank
bye,
you.
Sweetie.
Love you.
Bye. Love you too.
See, that's the sweet side of scary. The queen
of Scream.
Yes, there's only one. We've talked to Dylan. We've talked to Cheyenne. You cannot have a B-Team Podcast Halloween special without she who is number one, a.k.a. Miss China Nicole. Hi, honey.
Hi.
Of course, we're having our Halloween special with the B-Team Podcast, and we were talking about some of the things that truly are terrifying. And I'm thinking, other than when Bella's hungry and cranky or needs a nap, there's nothing scarier than experiencing hotel fear in the asylum.
Oh, yeah. We're top 13 in the U.S. And if you're ever out in the city of sin, come and visit us. We're at the Meadows Mall.
Yes. Now, I understand that this is a mecca for celebrity sightings. Just off the top of my head, I know that Ja Rule has been there. Zach Bagans has been there several times.
Woo, woo!
Tell everybody how you guys started with that.
Honestly, I've been doing the haunted houses since I was 13, so we've had a plethora of people come through. We've had directors from Lionsgate come through promoting Saw 5 back when that first came out. We've had Ja Rule and his whole entire family come out, and they were very, very sweet. We've had Elvira.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, you had somebody that came in.
Matthew Gray Gugler. He played Dr. Spencer Reed on Criminal Minds. He's very nice. Very, very nice. Down to earth. I yelled at him, and I felt horrible for it, but it was amazing.
Now, what are your favorite scary movies?
Oh, gosh.
What is because, you know, you have your holiday favorites. What is a China Nicole Halloween favorite?
Well, actually, I was just watching Michael Myers. You can't go wrong with the Halloween movies.
No, with you and
Halloween
your husband.
Halloween movies are absolutely amazing.
Yes, with you and your husband, it's Michael Myers and Freddy Krueger.
Yes.
Yes.
But I was wondering if you could explain to people, because we've got some audio from, you know, Hotel Fear and the Asylum, or of course your Kill the Chill campaign. Now explain to people what Kill the Chill was for.
It is for children and youth who are homeless and they do not have coats. So during the winter season, it gets cold, even though we're in a desert. It gets
very cold.
Very, very cold. We've had snow on a few occasions, so we worked with Project 150, and we actually got 296 coats that were donated.
One of the big attractions for Hotel Fear and the Asylum, depending on which one she's working in, is a very good friend of yours by the name of Dolly.
Dolly.
Yeah.
And I know that that character has been something you've been developing, God, for over a decade now.
Yes.
Do you ever surprise yourself at what happens with the reaction that people have to Dolly?
Yes, I do actually. This year, I actually got someone to defecate, I guess you could say, for radio purposes.
Oh my gosh.
You made someone shit themselves, really?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh,
you know, a natural reaction when someone gets scared, they either try to punch. We have a lot of pissers. That's very common. It's on daily.
And I bet I've worked there at your attraction, and I don't have the talent that you or some of the actors do. But if I actually saw somebody pee their pants or shit themselves, I'd probably die laughing. Like, you guys are probably like, yes, I did it.
Your little brother just goes on and on about that. That's the goal for everyone who comes through.
Yes, we actually keep a score. for all that.
Oh, yeah. I saw that board. Pukers.
When we call them pitchers, pukers, and shitters. And then now we also have panic attacks and seizures.
Oh, wow.
Kind of like fainting goat syndrome, except in humans. It's bad.
Now,
bad.
The love for this is something you've always had, but you had the opportunity to be involved with AMC's Fear the Walking Dead when they opened the attraction down on Fremont Street. Tell everybody about that and what that was like.
So being a huge fan of the Walking Dead franchise, I watched all the specials with, you know, Walker School and things like that. So I was super ecstatic about it. And then it was the day of going to Walker School. And we did 2 hours of learning how to walk like a zombie.
Now, how do you do that? Can you explain how they teach you how to walk like a zombie?
So the one thing that they told us not to do is do not tiptoe. That is the number one. They would call us like little dancers. They don't like people to tiptoe.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the best way I can describe walking like a walker in Fear the Walking Dead or the Walking Dead franchise
is like your dad when he gets up in the morning.
Oh, man. That's like raw talent right there.
And now you know you got a friend.
You'd be spot on. You'd ace it within like the first 5 minutes. But no, just having all your muscles feel extremely heavy, but all one swift motion.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot harder than I thought, but it was a great experience, and I'm so happy that I was able to be a part of that. I got to work with Chris Hardwick and a few of the other actors who play on Fear of the Walking Dead. It was amazing.
Set the tone and the scene for that night, because when they had this, they do nothing small in Las Vegas. If you've ever been to Vegas, everything is cranked to 12 as far as that volume meter goes.
So they had what was called a dead carpet. So instead of a red carpet, it was lined with walkers. Actually, all of us got loaded into a military vehicle, and we like all came like tumbling out of it, and then kind of herded, I guess you can say.
I would have ran and shit my pants. Seriously, I would have ran so fast had I seen that.
If people weren't prepared for it, I'm pretty sure it could have caused mass hysteria. It was an excellent experience, and the bruises and everything that came with it were like amazing battle scars.
Now, I understand that you received a very, very, very good compliment from Chris Hardwick, who complimented you for not going fanboy.
I did. With who you are to me, I learned from a very young age, you know, famous people are just regular people too, but on the inside, I was freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
All I kept thinking is, dead live, you know? And I'm a huge fan. And so after we cut and we were allowed to be us, I like waited a few minutes and I'm like, I'm not going to freak out. And I went up and I said, hey, you know what? I just wanted to say I watched your show. You're great. And he's like, you know, usually after people cut, they just run up to me. I was like, no. Even though every single bone in my body wanted to do that, I just, I try to keep it cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if my face seemed cool, but I guess I passed.
Now, I understand that you're expecting someone big tonight because they've blocked off an entire hour. Is there any hints that you could possibly give us?
So right now we are lip-locked. Mm-hmm. Contract, so I'm not allowed to release a name. We have been given permission to release which entertainment group they're in, so I can give you that.
Okay, what entertainment group are they in?
So we will be having a Playmate.
Oh, I know who it is. I know.
I'm not allowed to confirm nor deny.
And I know someone that will definitely be there, along with that person that I know who you're talking about. Wink, wink.
It's going to be a scream.
Yes.
I'm not allowed to confirm nor deny.
Now, I've seen this and I've watched and witnessed this. She's actually worked there. Your brother's worked there with you. The process for setting up, you've got the sets, the trailers, which I thought was genius. I mean, Rich is probably one of the most intelligent, most creative people I know. This year's haunt, is it one of the biggest ones you've ever had?
So this year we went from, oh gosh, when they first got started, they had, I want to say, 7 trailers.
Mm-hmm.
and now we are at 16. Jana Rich's godson, Sheridan, he's actually going to be taking over the business when they retire, and he has brought some wicked, amazing sets to life, and we actually have a movie that's being filmed during season right now inside the attraction, and it is the third installment. It is called Rust, and it is directed by a friend of mine named Joe, and he's amazing. I highly, highly recommend the movie.
Where can they find that? I'll let you plug it.
They can find that on YouTube.
Okay.
YouTube, just type in Rust.
Okay.
And the director is Joe.
Now, briefly explain the two haunts, Hotel Fear and the Asylum, and what's the history of the two.
Okay. So, Hotel Fear, it actually used to be known as Hotel Fury. And it was managed by this family who had a son named Mortimer. And Mortimer was treated at the Meadview Asylum, and he was treated by Dr. Adrian Vander. And after his treatments, he escaped and broke back into the Hotel Fury, and he went crazy and killed everyone.
Wow.
And there was no survivors except this little girl who, her name was Adriana, and she was in room 13. So when you go over to Hotel Fear, you are trying to find room 13. That is your only safe room, because Mortimer and Travis, they're
at the hotel and they're on the grounds.
Yes.
Okay. And as far as the asylum?
The asylum, Dr. Adrian Vander is still performing experiments, but rumor has it the patients have escaped and they have taken over the institution.
When she took me through the walkthrough before they start, I was petrified. Like, I was holding on to her for dear life, and there were lights on.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you guys do this every night in the dark.
I want to say it's the asylum. No, it's Hotel Fear. When you're leaving on the exit, what was the name of that creature?
Travis. Travis is also the villain in the movie series Rust.
Oh,
really?
So the movie actually ties in with Hotel Fear.
And that's out right now? We can watch
it? Yes, Rust 1 and 2 is out right now, and the third installment is coming soon.
Oh, we're going to have to check that out.
Definitely.
Now, are you in a position where Dolly can make an appearance?
Dolly and I have a certain understanding.
Okay, and what's
so
that?
We're able to trade off the light, but...
Would you like to interview Dolly?
I would love to interview Dolly. Is this Dolly?
Yes!
Hi, Dolly. How are you?
I'm fine.
Are you excited because it's Halloween?
They're all mine! All mine!
Now, I'm glad you're so far away from me, because right now you're freaking me out, like, seriously. So, what are your plans for Halloween? What do you plan on doing?
There's no escape. There's no escape! They think they can go through my home and escape. They think they can escape. No one does. They're all mine.
Okay, Dolly. It was so great to talk to you. I hope you scared the living shit out of a ton of people. And have a happy, happy Halloween.
With all the men that come to visit your home, is there a particular flavor of man that you find attractive?
The ones that piss themselves. They're all mine. All mine. They think they can save them, but they can't. They can't. There's no escape.
Yeah, you're freaking us out.
That's awesome.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
She is insane.
Wow.
I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy.
That's
one second to the next. I'd be scared to be married to you.
No.
Surprisingly, Dolly did not come out during any of the births of our children.
I was going to say.
You probably would have scared some nurses. Like, you know what? That would have been so funny to record just to do
God.
It.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Like, before your real contractions started, just like, had Dolly come out for like a minute or two and just to get the reaction.
Well, it's funny because she was on the air with me the morning she had Dalton. And I was thinking to myself, I wonder if I could get her to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure that was the last thing on your mind.
My brother Anthony came through the haunted house last year, and he family and friends always will try to make you break out of character, no matter what. So he tried, and Dolly looked at him and said, "Your parents don't love you. You don't matter."
And you're adopted.
I would never say anything like that.
Nice.
Like,
wow.
I'm peace, love, happiness, hug some trees.
Now, if
Dolly is punch nuns and eat bricks.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, if people want to reserve some time at the Asylum or Hotel Pier, give them the online address.
All right. You guys are going to go to lvhaunts.com.
Anything special they need to know?
So you can get there 15 minutes early to reserve your block and stay in a pod. And then we do require a mask. I mean, after all, you are going into an institution.
True.
And bring an extra pair of pants.
We do have bathrooms inside. Now, whether or not you want to use them, that's up to you.
Oh, God.
I wanted to say thank you and wish you good luck tonight. It is Halloween. So
have fun.
Tell Rich and everybody I said hi. Again, if you are in the Vegas area, it is the best scare you'll ever have in your life.
And if you encounter Dolly, you'll never forget it.
No. No, they are truly
unforgettable.
Unforgettable. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a happy and safe Halloween.
You too. All right, love baby. You, sweetie.
Bye.
Bye, Dolly.
This is the B-Team Podcast, sponsored by Mammoth Power Company. The official workout gear of the B-Team Podcast. Lead from the front.
Get your shit in and go to work.
Get your gear at mammothpowercompany.com.
It's the B-Team Podcast, and again, we thank you so much for tuning in. If it's your first time, yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Tell a friend, hit the subscribe button. A B-Team Podcast membership is the perfect, perfect Halloween or Christmas present because it's absolutely free.
Free is good.
We're thinking about coming up with B-Team gift cards. Mm-hmm. You know, because you can give those out as stocking stuffers and things of that nature. It's absolutely free. So we got to find out where we can get those done. But again, it's Halloween. Please be
safe.
Safe. Take the precautions that you need. And if you're in the Vegas area, definitely check out
Asylum or Hotel Fear. It's so worth it. Having worked in it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You won't forget it. It's something. It's like going to Disneyland, but like death.
Yeah. Truly, it truly is. Time now for a little thing we call the things we learned today. And we learned today that...
I'm a horrible mother.
You're extremely difficult to sleep
with. And I make lasagna.
And burn everything.
All the time.
Yes. We learned that there is a new member of the family by the name of Dahlia who was not able to join us on the air today. But I always love when we have the opportunity to talk to Dolly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's someone special in her family.
She truly is. We learned that after 8 years of watching our son play football, that mom is clueless with regards to a position Dylan plays.
I just want him to go out there and break some bones, even if he's on the sidelines.
And we learned that Cheyenne...
is not scared of anything.
No, except maybe an interrogation or getting ready to go out the house and walking past the bedroom and having you ask, where are you going?
She's pretty chill because, like she said, I started her off pretty young watching scary movies.
Now, the one who we didn't have on the show.
Oh, my brother.
But can testify firsthand as to what it's like being your little brother and being forced to watch scary movies at an early age is Larry.
3 years old. He started watching Nightmare on Elm Street. I made him, and the way he is now, it's all my fault. So I am so sorry to my dear sister-in-law. All my fault.
Well, that's going to put a fork in things around here. Please be safe. Check your Halloween candy. Don't eat a lot of it. It'll make you sick.
And, or fat.
Yeah, I know that very well. I don't get any Halloween candy this year because I'm on a diet. Ugh. Can I start this in November?
Nope.
I say we start November 1st.
No. Okay. Everybody says, oh, I'm going to start at the beginning of the year. You're starting in... Okay.
And you wonder where she gets it. This is normally where we end the show with saying goodbye, Brother Bright.
You do it. Say goodbye, BMO.
Goodbye, BMO.
You've been listening to the B-Team Podcast. Catch BMO and Breck weekday mornings on Mississippi's Superstar Country Kicks 96.
A Boswell Media station.
Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, the viewers and guests on the show, or for more information, contact them at B-Team.